All right, sports fans, it's Kent Goodwin III here, and we're diving deep into week 14 of the CFL, you know, the Continental Football League.
That's right, Kent. I'm Sandra Wellborn. We're going to break down all the action. We got all the stats and summaries and standings, you name it.
The whole nine yards. So let's start with a quick rundown of the scores.
Sounds good to me. Let's kick things off in the East. Boston Blizzard went down to Atlanta to face the Firebirds.
Oh, yeah. And it was a close one.
It was a close one. Atlanta just edged them out 19-14.
Yeah, real nail biter.
Yeah.
What stood out to you in that game?
Well, Kent, you look at the summaries, and the Blizzard really coulda, shoulda won that one. They held the Firebirds to only one touchdown in the whole second half.
They did.
But their offense just couldn't get it done, you know, couldn't capitalize.
Yeah, it's a shame they had a few chances to score and just couldn't convert.
They did. Missed opportunities galore. Missed a field goal late in the fourth quarter. Costly.
Absolutely. Those missed field goals can really come back to haunt you.
They sure can. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's head over to the West now. San Antonio Stingers took on the Las Vegas Rounders.
Another close one.
Another nail biter. Rounders pulled it out 21-19.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on that game?
You know, I think that game really showed how important defense is.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. The Rounders forced some crucial turnovers in the second half. That really shifted the momentum.
Absolutely. And their defensive line was all over the Stingers quarterback.
Yeah.
Made his life miserable.
Oh, for sure. All right. Speaking of misery, how about those Denver Dynamite? They got absolutely destroyed by the Durham Bulldogs.
44-6. Ouch.
Yeah, not even close.
And what happened there?
The Bulldogs' defense was on another level, Kent.
No kidding.
Three interceptions, all returned for touchdowns.
Three pick sixes. That's got to be some kind of record.
Yeah. I mean, the Bulldogs' D-line was in the Dynamite backfield the whole game. Just a total domination.
The Dynamite need to make some serious changes if they want to avoid another embarrassment like that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. All right, moving on to the Midwest, we had the Omaha Arrowheads taking on the Fargo Sodbusters.
Oh, yeah. Sodbusters came out on top, 26-10.
They did. It seems like they really leaned on their running game in this one.
Yeah, they were just pounding the rock all game long. More than 200 rushing yards.
Yep. They controlled the clock and just wore down those Arrowheads.
Classic ground and pound football. Effective.
It is. All right, let's shift down south now. Baltimore Bombers faced off against the Miami Talons.
Another close game. Talons won it 20-13.
It was. Really came down to the wire. You know, a couple of key plays made all the difference.
Yep. Those missed opportunities can really come back to bite you.
Absolutely. Speaking of dominating performances, up north we had the Alaska Kodiaks shutting down the Detroit Vampires 30-10. What a game.
They certainly made a statement with that win.
Yeah.
What impressed you the most about their performance?
Honestly, Kent, they just outplayed them in every aspect of the game. Defense was fantastic, forced a bunch of turnovers.
And offensively, they were moving the ball effectively, both on the ground and through the air.
Exactly. The Vampires just couldn't keep up.
You know what they say? Defense wins championships. Speaking of which, how about the Ohio Aviators pulling off that upset against the Oregon Bandits?
I know. Big win for the Aviators. What a surprise.
The Bandits have been one of the best teams in the league all season. What led to the Aviators' success?
Well, their defense was a huge factor. They really rattled the Bandits' quarterback, forced him into some bad throws.
It's amazing what a little pressure can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just shows that any given Saturday, anyone can beat anyone in this league.
Absolutely. Down south, the Tennessee Militia clashed with the Los Angeles Outlaws, and the Outlaws won a close one, 24-17.
Another nail-biter. What were your observations on that game?
Well, it was a tight game throughout, but the Outlaws quarterback, he had a fantastic game. Threw for over 250 yards and three touchdowns.
He did. And their defense stepped up big in the fourth quarter to seal the deal.
They did. Made some crucial stops when it mattered most. And finally, wrapping things up in the Pacific Northwest, the Iowa City Argonauts battled it out with the Seattle Spartans.
And it was the Spartans who pulled out the victory, 20-17.
Another close one, back and forth the whole game.
Seems like there were a lot of those this week. What was the deciding factor in this one?
I'd say the Spartans' defense. They made a big stop in the last few minutes to secure the win.
Gutsy performance by the Spartans. All right, so there you have it, folks. A complete rundown of all the scores from week 14. Sandra, what were your overall thoughts on this week's action?
Well, Kent, I think we saw a lot of surprises, a lot of close games, and some really outstanding performances. It's clear that the playoff race is heating up.
I couldn't agree more. Now, before we move on, I think it's time to highlight some of the standout players who really made their mark in Week 14. You know, those MVPs, those game changers.
Absolutely. Those are the players that really made a difference, the ones that turned the tide and swung the momentum in their team's favor.
Exactly. We're talking about quarterbacks with laser-like accuracy, receivers making gravity-defying catches, and defenders who were just unstoppable forces of nature.
That's right, Ken. So let's jump into it. All right, Kent, you know, digging a little deeper into these games, the Atlanta Firebirds, they beat the Boston Blizzard, but it was closer than the final score, you know, might indicate.
Yeah. You know, what's really interesting to me, Atlanta's kicker, Bernie Lynn, actually outscored the entire Blizzard team. He put up 12 points all by himself.
He did. 4 for 4 on field goals, even nailed a 51-yarder.
Wow. So special teams, you know, can really make a difference, especially in those close games.
Oh, absolutely. Lynn was the difference maker in that game. That consistency from a kicker, invaluable.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And speaking of close games, you've got the Las Vegas Rounders beating the San Antonio Stingers by just 2 points. Another heartbreaker for the Stingers. Man, they always seem to find themselves in these nail biters, don't they?
They do. But, you know, I gotta say, this game, it was really a showcase for defense.
Oh, absolutely.
The Rounders' defense, they just stepped up in the fourth quarter. Those crucial stops, they just shut down any chance of a Stingers comeback.
Yeah, it was a real defensive battle. The Rounders just, I don't know, they just wanted it more, it seemed like.
They dug deep. Okay, and if we're talking about defenses, I mean, we got to talk about the Durham Bulldogs. They just crushed the Denver Dynamite 44-6.
A complete demolition.
It was. And remember Victor Thomason, the guy with those 3 pick-sixes?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
He was all over the field. I mean, just reading the quarterback's eyes, jumping routes, and the Dynamite offense just couldn't adjust.
You know, I bet those Dynamite quarterbacks are still seeing him in their sleep.
I wouldn't be surprised. And it wasn't just Thomason. The whole Bulldogs defense was just phenomenal. They were in the backfield all night, creating turnovers. Just a dominant performance.
The Dynamites are going to need to do some serious soul searching after that one.
For sure. Okay, switching gears a little bit. Let's talk about the Fargo Sodbusters. They beat the Omaha Arrowheads 26-10, and they did it the old-fashioned way, with a strong running game.
Yeah, over 200 rushing yards.
Exactly. Just pounding the rock, wearing down that Arrowheads defense, controlled the clock, kept the ball out of the Arrowheads' hands. A classic, you know, smash-mouth football game.
It's effective. It might not be pretty, but it gets the job done.
Sometimes that's all you need. And speaking of getting the job done, we got to talk about Kirk Friday and the Miami Talons. He led them to a 20-13 victory over the Baltimore Bombers.
Yeah, Friday was fantastic. 2 touchdowns passing, 1 rushing. He was making plays all over the field.
That's what I love about Friday, Ken. He's a dual threat quarterback, you know, keeps those defenses guessing. The Bombers had no answer for him.
None whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Let's move up north. We had the Alaska Kodiaks taking down the Detroit Vampires.
Yeah, 30-10. The Kodiaks just dominated that game.
From start to finish, they looked really impressive. What were your thoughts on their performance?
You know, I was really impressed with how well-rounded they were. The defense created turnovers, and the offense was clicking, both passing and running the ball effectively. The Vampires just couldn't keep up.
Yeah, total team effort from the Kodiaks.
It was. And how about that upset? The Ohio Aviators beat the Oregon Bandits. I mean, the Bandits have been one of the top teams all season.
No one saw that coming.
It was a huge win for the Aviators. What do you think was the key for them?
Well, their defense really stepped up. Put a lot of pressure on that Bandits quarterback. He made some bad decisions under pressure.
Yeah, the Aviators' defense really rattled him. And their offense, well, they did just enough to keep the Bandits honest.
You know, it just goes to show, you can't take any opponent lightly in the CFL. Any given Saturday.
Exactly. Okay, let's go back down south. We got the Los Angeles Outlaws squeaking past the Tennessee Militia, 24-17.
Another close one. What was the difference in that game?
You know, Kent, it really came down to Jim Ellison, the Outlaws quarterback.
Yeah.
He was the difference maker. 3 touchdowns, kept the chains moving. The Militia just didn't have an answer for him. You know, he really shines in those tight games.
Yeah, Ellison was on fire. And finally, wrapping things up in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Spartans, they just barely beat the Iowa City Argonauts 20-17.
Another nail biter. What a finish. What stood out to you?
Honestly, Sandra, that Spartans defense, they came up huge in those final minutes. You know, they made that crucial stop that sealed the victory. What a gutsy performance.
They did. You know, Kent, looking back at all these games, I'm really noticing a trend. defense seems to be making a comeback.
You're right. You're right. You know, we saw some really dominant defensive performances this week. You've got the Bulldogs, the Rounders, the Spartans. It seems like teams are really starting to prioritize defense.
And, you know, it's making for some really exciting competitive games. It's true what they say. Offenses sell tickets, but defenses win championships.
And based on what we've seen this week, I'd have to agree. So as we head into week 15, I think we got to keep an eye on those defenses. What do you think?
Absolutely. They could very well be the key to who makes a championship run. You know, these shutdown defenses, they can be a real nightmare for opposing offenses.
No doubt about it. So fans, keep an eye on those defenses. They might just be the story of the season. But for now, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more in-depth analysis of the CFL.
All right, Kent, so we were talking about those MVPs, those standout performers from week 14. And I gotta say, Victor Thomason, 3 pick-sixes for the Durham Bulldogs. That's just insane.
It's ridiculous. I mean, was it just a case of the Denver Dynamite having a really bad day? Or did Thomason just completely outsmart them?
You know, Ken, looking at the game tape, I think it was a little bit of both. Yeah, the Dynamite quarterbacks, they weren't having their best game. But Thomason, he was reading them like a book. He was anticipating those throws, jumping routes. You know, he just completely disrupted their rhythm.
3 touchdowns. I mean, he was practically the Bulldogs' offense out there.
He was a one-man show. Okay, shifting gears, let's talk about the Los Angeles Outlaws. Jim Ellison, another fantastic game against the Tennessee Militia. What impressed you the most about his performance?
Well, it's hard to pick just one thing. I mean, his accuracy was pinpoint, his leadership, you know, he just looked so comfortable in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And the Militia defense, they were putting on the pressure, but Ellison, he never seemed to get rattled.
He's got ice water in his veins, makes it look easy.
He does, he does. All right, let's talk about another quarterback who had a big game, Kirk Friday. Of the Miami Talons, this guy is just electric.
He's a game changer, a true dual threat quarterback. He can beat you with his arm, he can beat you with his legs. Against the Bombers, he was making defenders miss left and right, extending plays, keeping those drives alive, just a ton of fun to watch.
The Bombers, they just had no answer for him.
Nope, none whatsoever. All right, and we gotta give a shout out to Lucas Malachy of the Ohio Aviators. Maybe not the flashiest stats, but he led his team to a huge upset over the Oregon Bandits.
What a win. I mean, everyone thought the Bandits were going to walk all over them. How did Malachy pull it off?
You know, I think a lot of it comes down to his poise. He never seemed to let the pressure get to him. Smart decisions with the ball, no turnovers. And his receivers stepped up too, making some big catches when it counted.
It was a total team effort. You could see the determination in their eyes.
Yeah. You know, that's what I love about the CFL. You never know what's going to happen. Any team can beat any other team on any given day.
That's why we love it.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this week's deep dive, Sandra, any final thoughts? What should fans be keeping an eye on as we head into week 15?
Well, Kent, I think the biggest thing to watch is the defenses. You know, they've really been stepping up lately, and they could play a huge role in determining which teams make it to the playoffs.
And, of course, you can't forget about those individual players who are making a difference week in and week out. You know, those guys with the potential to become CFL legends.
It's going to be exciting to see who steps up in these final weeks of the season. Who makes those clutch plays? Who leads their teams to victory?
Couldn't agree more, Sandra. Well, that about wraps things up for this week's deep dive into the CFL. Thanks so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure talking football with you.
Thanks for having me, Kent. It was fun.
And to all you CFL fans out there, keep those helmets shiny, stay passionate, and we'll see you back here next week for more CFL action.